Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's get out to the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram hotline, home of the real deal. And there we find Len Casper. Good morning, Len. How are you?
Good morning, Len.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Well, I got to tell you, you know, we're kind of confounded as to why the Cubs have failed on the road this year. And it's weird when you look at all the division leaders and you look at all the teams that are close to being division leaders, and I guess technically they're a half game out now. They're the only one that is struggling on the road. And it's been a fairly pronounced struggle. And when you break down the numbers, it's been starting pitching. So I don't get that, just because usually when you see guys struggle on the road, it's due to the fact that they're younger players, and it's just, you know, you need to figure out how to win at home, and then you figure out how to win on the road, and it just doesn't make sense with this veteran group.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think generally you're better at home than on the road. It's not necessarily as pronounced in baseball as it is in some other sports, but they got off to that bad start, right? So I think the 2-7 opening road trip really put a dent in that record. And whether that was due to the fact they were on the road or not, we'll never know. And the last road trip, they weren't very good either. I think they do have a lot of confidence playing in front of the home crowd at Wrigley Field, for sure. This week is going to be a challenge. The Rockies have now won straight at Coors Field. They're clearly much better here than they are away from Denver. And then the Cubs will have to play arguably the best team in baseball to start the season in Los Angeles this weekend. So it's not going to get any easier, that's for sure. But I thought last night was a really good ball game. It could have gone either way. It's one of those games, and in that ballpark, you really want to bat last. And that's why the Rockies have a huge advantage in that offensive ballpark.
Len, Yu Darvish gives up 4 runs in 6 innings. I think it probably hurt a little bit more than that, because they were up 4-0, and he gave up the home run to Arenado. And that was a guy that hurt him at Wrigley and hurt him again at Coors Field. It continued a streak. It's now at 8 games without a decision for Yu Darvish. How do you interpret that odd stat? Because it is a record from what I understand.
Yeah, it is. And I think the main thing, David, he just hasn't pitched enough innings. You know, generally 5 and a third, and games are being decided after he's out. I know one of those, or maybe more than one, he would have qualified for the win, and the game got out of hand, or inherited runners scored after he left. I thought he was good last night. You know, 1 4-run inning for both starters. I called it a Coors Field quality start. The ball was jumping last night. I thought he was okay. And, you know, Lester gave up the 4 in the 1st, and then the Cubs came back on Saturday. Well, in Darvish's case, he had the lead and then gave it up. But I thought they were kind of similar starts in that they had the 1 bad inning. But other than that, you know, he didn't walk anybody. I think that's one kind of tell we look for in Yu Darvish. And for me, when you don't walk anybody at Coors Field, you give up a couple of home runs, that's not too bad when you give them 6 innings.
Yeah, I think, though, that the problem is when you look at where they were in the game, you know, isn't that it? You know, you just kind of think, wow, they had a really good opportunity there, given the fact they had the lead. And,
yeah,
and people
yeah.
get worked up about that. That's it.
I get that. I just think that when you have 1 bad inning, does it matter if you give up the lead in the first and then come back? Or, I mean, the when maybe matters to people, but in the overall, when you look at the box score, it was 4 runs in 6 innings for Marquez. It was 4 runs in 6 innings for Darvish. And I think most managers before the game, if you say against a Rockies team that hit like 330 on the last homestand, you know, you'll give up 4 and 6. Would you take it? I think most managers would take it. So I did not think Darvish was the issue last night at all. You know, the bullpen gave up a couple runs, and You know, Ian Desmond hit the longest home run this season. It's a different game here. It really is. It's very difficult to evaluate a team coming in and playing at Coors Field, especially the pitching staff.
Len, we haven't talked to you since the Kimbrel signing. I was out there Friday during the press conference. I wrote about it today in the Tribune, and you have obviously seen the impact that just his arrival and his presence and knowing he will be there eventually, probably by the end of this month, maybe the beginning of July. How would you describe the impact he's had already on the morale, on the vibe, whatever it is, the intangibles? And then how do you expect him to, you know, in how quickly can he make an impact on the field?
Well, a few things. Number one, he signed arguably, you know, top two or three, and at his best, the number one closer in the game, without giving up any assets. You are going to pay him a lot of money over the next three seasons, but you get him beyond 2019. So while this year is a partial season, it's not a one and done. He'll probably throw less than 40 innings in the regular season. So the impact he can have statistically, I guess, on this team, and you know how many wins is he worth in the regular season, it's not that significant. But as we saw last year, and as you know Theo talked about in the offseason, one or two wins could be the difference. So that is significant. In some ways, it's an October deal made in early June. If you get to the playoffs, he's the kind of guy you want to have to pitch the ninth inning. And then I think the biggest thing is just what you said, is the impact it has in the clubhouse, the fact that it slots every other reliever in a maybe less pressure situation. I really like this move. I think it kind of completes the roster. You're going to never be satisfied as a front office with your roster necessarily, and if there are injuries, you want to go out and make sure you cover all those areas. And I still could see the Cubs picking up some pitching just to have in their back pocket. But this is the kind of move most teams make in late July, and they were able to make it 6 or 7 weeks before that.
Len, we have a lot of texters want to know about your relationship with Jeff Garland. You guys were chatting quite a bit on the broadcast. Is it fun to have a guy like that in?
Yeah, for sure. We've become really good friends. He kind of does his own thing on the air, as you know, and we kind of let him.
The great Jeff Garland.
And it's just, he's a huge Cub fan. He watches pretty much every game, and I think he likes to push buttons. And I think kind of on a personal inside baseball level, he likes to make us a little uncomfortable in kind of a fun way. So he'll kind of go off on some people, knowing that we can't really say anything. And, you know, I enjoy it. I know he would be the first to tell you that half the people think it's the greatest thing ever, and half the people think, who in the heck is this guy? Get him off my broadcast. It's just kind of the way he operates, and that's the way it's going to be till the end of his career.
Len, it looks like the event, Hot Stove Cool Music, was a success once again. $300,000 raised for the foundation to be named later. Theo Epstein's foundation. How much fun was that? What we remember most about this year's experience?
I'm still recovering. It's always a late, fun night. Buddy Guy, at 82 years old, is shredding on the guitar. Still has a great, strong signature voice. Seeing him on stage jamming with Peter Gammons and Bernie Williams was a real highlight for me, and I think the crowd got a total kick out of it. Taylor Bennett was great. It was just a really fun night, and to be able to raise a lot of money for a good cause and to do it in that venue at Metro in such a fun way, it's just a no-brainer to do it every year, and I look forward to doing it again. I mean, I think we've done 8 now in Chicago, and we've raised a few million dollars as a result. So I'm very, very proud and very fortunate to just be a small part of it.
Great stuff, Len. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Len.
Thanks, fellas. Talk to you next week.
Yep.
All right, buddy. That is Len Casper. Always fun.
The great Jeff Garland.
Yeah, I don't know about Jeff Garland. I might be among those that thought that was a little over the top.
Did you think he was a little bit much last visit? Got a little more carried away.
I'm sorry. It makes me laugh.
Yeah. I'm not sure a lot of people, not everyone was laughing last time.
Is that a fake radio voice? What would you call that?
I don't know.
Fake radio laugh?
No, I don't think I'd call it that.
Is that?
I think that seems very much who he is.
Okay. Just wondering how you account for it. 312-644-6767 is the number. It's Mully and Haw on The Score.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.